opportunity to have Brother Anthony Hopkins back, and so I'll turn it over to you, Anthony.
Good morning. Can everybody hear me? If not, I'll just yell really loud. It is great to be back here at Grace Baptist Church. It's great to be here with you all. Like it says on the screen, my name is Anthony Hopkins, not the actor, just in case you're confused. I know there's a lot of confusion there. Just don't have my makeup on. But yeah, what a great day, isn't it? Thankful for the rain. Thankful for a lot of different things. Today is August 28th, and in 2 months, Lord willing, I am getting married to the day, to my fiance Sarah. So October 28th is our day, and we were just kind of just driving out here, just celebrating the joy and everything that comes in marriage. So, Lord, I just pray that you would pray for us as we, over the next few months, kind of come together and everything. So, today I'm going to be in Psalm 27. If you've never spent much time in the Psalms, I want to encourage you to spend some time this week. Psalm 27 is a psalm written by David himself. And he's writing this psalm to face his fears. He's writing to encourage us, and he's also giving insight on how we can overcome our fears. See, the book of Psalms, all 150, are written by a few different authors, but they encourage us, they give us joy. They help us in times of pain and remorse, in times of thanksgiving. And I love the book of Psalms. It gives us insight on how we can see how great God is and how great we serve God. But first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for the many blessings that you've given us, Lord. I thank you for this time that we are able to worship together in spirit and in truth. Lord, I pray right now as I speak, Lord, I pray that it would be your words in me and not my own. So, Lord, I praise you and I thank you. I pray these things in your name. Amen. Psalm 27 of David. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise against me, yet I will be confident. One thing I have asked of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me up high upon a rock, and now my head shall be lifted above my enemies all around me. And I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servant away in anger. O you who have been my help, cast me not off. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Give me not up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and they breathe out violence. I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. It's a lot. In his at first address to the nation, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt said these words. He said, "The only thing to fear is fear itself." And today, as we talk about fear, such as life, when we wake up each and every day not knowing what fears will come. This week I was looking up many fears. I have many fears, and I'm sure you do too. But as I was looking up, there are some fears that just kind of struck me. There's nomophobia, the fear of not having your phone. There's plutophobia, the fear of money. I don't know who would fear money, but there are some that are out there. And there's octobophobia, the fear of the number 8. Who would have thought? My biggest fear that I fear in life is mice. Believe it or not, I've always been afraid of mice. I've never been afraid of snakes. I've never been afraid of tornadoes or storms or anything like that. But it's been the little tiny mice in my life that I have been afraid of. And it has scared me to death. But I have confidence in traps. But when we wake up not knowing what the day brings, when we are anxious, consider the words of the psalm. If the Lord is your light, if the Lord is your salvation, whom shall you fear? Whom shall you be afraid? So I want to ask the question, what do we fear? What do we fear? Do we fear the loss of a loved one? Do we fear being abandoned by those who love us most? Do we fear of sickness? Do we fear of dying? What is it that we fear? What is it that we fear? When fears press in, when fears come to light, do we look towards the world? Do we look towards our selfish ambition? Or do we look like King David? Do we look towards God? Do we look towards God because He is our light? He is our salvation. He is the stronghold of His life. He is the stronghold of our life. I had the privilege of living in Florida for about 10 years, and I went up to St. Augustine, Florida. If you've never been to St. Augustine, there's the oldest fort in North America, but it is known as the most fortified fort. It was built by the Spanish as they were searching for the Fountain of Youth. But it's this massive fort that is sitting there on the coast of Florida that has stood the test of time. It has been a solid rock and foundation for armies and navies throughout time. And now it's just a monument, but it still stands the test of time. It is a fort that used to defend against enemies, a fort that used to defend against wars. And it's separated on this island, and it's where people in the area used to seek refuge. And so, like us, when we have fears, when we face our enemies, where do we run to? Do we run to our stronghold in Jesus? Or do we run away? How do we have confidence in God like King David? How do we have confidence in Jesus? It is by desiring, having a desire for God. Verses 4 through 6, King David is saying this: one thing I desire, one thing I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to worship and to seek and to see the beauty of the Lord. You see, David in his life, he sought after God. He was a man after God's own heart. We look at David, yeah, we see that he was the one that killed Goliath. But we also see that King Saul, his own king whom he loved, was going after David to kill him. And later in his life, his own son Absalom was trying to overtake the throne and was trying to kill David. And David is sitting here looking upon the stronghold of his life in God. And he said, Lord, I pray that I may dwell in your house, that I may dwell in your stronghold all the days of my life. David desires to be in the house of the Lord, like verse 4 says. Why? Because that's where God is. Because of the stronghold, the rock, the foundation in God. And as we go throughout the week and out our lives, my prayer for us in this room is that we would have the same desire as King David. That we would desire God. It's not a Sunday morning or a Wednesday night. It's not a press in to a holiday. It's not sticking your foot in every Christmas and Easter. But it's a weekly, it's a daily reminder to desire God. Because of what Christ has done on the cross for us. It is a desire that only comes from Him whom He loved. And when you desire something, when you desire something like King David has desired, what do? You go after it. You seek after it. Just like King David, he is seeking after God. Seeking after God's own heart. Verses 7 through 10, he talks about, when I cry aloud, Lord, whom do I seek? Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servants away in anger. Oh, you have been my help. Cast me not off. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation. For my father and my mother have forsaken me. David here is asking for God's wisdom. He's asking for His presence, and he's asking for His protection. And my prayer today is that would be a prayer for us in this room, that we would seek after those things, that we would pray for wisdom, that we would pray for presence, for God's presence to show up, and that we would pray for protection. Verses 10 says, for my father and my mother for forsaken me. And if you look all throughout David's life, we know that his father and mother is not forsaking him. So what does he mean here? What does he mean in these verses? But what he means is that when the worst comes to worst, if he's speaking to the audience, he's saying, if your family abandons you, if the worst thing happens, what will you do? Whom will you seek after? Will you seek after God, or will you go to your own selfish desires? David knows this. David knows that even though, like I said earlier, even when his own king is going after him and his children is trying to overtake the throne, that he will seek after God. He will seek after the one who saved him. There was a man in the 1800s, in 1871, who was a businessman and a lawyer in Chicago. His name was Horatio Spafford. You can Google him today. In 1871 in Chicago, there was a great fire that destroyed most of the city. And Horatio lost most of his wealth, falling on hard times. 2 years later, his wife and four daughters go on a voyage to France. They leave from New York. He was supposed to be on this ride, this boat ride, but business kept him back. Business kept him back. And so, and on this voyage, his daughters, his wife and daughters, the ship collides with another ship. And it happened so fast that the ship sunk in 12 minutes. And Horatio and his wife, they lost their four daughters. And his wife clung to a chair. And she sends him a telegram 9 days later. And she says, I am the only survivor. And so Horatio quickly gets up and he drops everything that he does and he goes to Wales to find his wife, to seek after his wife. And as he's crossing the Atlantic, the captain goes to him and says, this is the place with which your daughters have passed away. And he sits there, and he sits there and cries, and he writes in his journal, he said, Lord, I seek. He goes, Lord, I seek you. And later, and he also writes this, and it's a well-known hymn that I'm sure you all know. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Though Satan shall buffet, though trials shall come, let blessed assurance control that Christ my helpless estate, and yes, has shed his own blood for my soul. My sin, oh the bliss of the glorious thought, a thought my sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. And Lord, haste the day when my faith shall sight. Though clouds roll back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. Amen. In times of fear, in times of trouble, when our enemies press up against us, such as life, whom do we turn to? What do we do? My fourth and final point is when we desire God, when we have a confidence in God, when we seek after God, we do the hardest thing that we could possibly do. We wait on the Lord. We wait for God. David knows that the Lord is his light, his salvation, and his stronghold. And he's speaking of the desire to know God and to seek after him. And he knows that God will preserve him. And in verse 13, he says, I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Waiting for the Lord. One of my favorite books that I love to read, it's an old book. Well, probably not old for most of you in this room, but it was written in the 1970s. It is a book called Knowing God by J.I. Packer. Oh, man, I'm going to get myself in some trouble. But in the book, Knowing God, he writes these words. He writes, "Wait on the Lord is a constant refrain," which means to hold back, "in the Psalms. And it is necessary, for God often keeps waiting, keeps us waiting. He is not in such a hurry as we are. It is not his way to give more light on the future than we need for action in the current present, or to guide us more than one step at a time. When in doubt, do nothing, but continue to wait on God. When action is needed, light will come. The light of the Lord will come to give us direction, to give us guidance. So what does this mean for us? Today, if you are a believer in Christ, if you have put your faith and trust in Christ, if the Lord is your light and your salvation, whom shall you fear? What shall you be afraid? If the Lord is our light and our salvation, He is our stronghold, and we have victory over fear. We have victory over sin and death. Seek the face of God. Dwell with God. And by doing so, we taste and see that the Lord is good. And we see that throughout the Scripture and in the Gospels, through the life and work of Christ, we see the goodness of God through the cross. Commune with God, adore Him, and it is deeping, and He is the longest, or He is the deepest longing in our hearts. How do we do this? How do we long after God? First, it's by prayer. Praying to the Lord in private and in public. Praying to the Lord for strength. Praying to the Lord for peace. And it's praying with each other. Praying with each other. Gathering together. I've only been here twice, but I've been so encouraged by this church. How you are a committed body of believers. Committed to truth. Committed to the power of the Word. What else do you need in life beyond the truths of Psalm 27? That we have confidence in God. That we desire Him because He first loved us. That we seek after Him because of the love. And that we wait on the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You for this day. I thank You for the many blessings that You have given us. Lord, I thank You for Grace Baptist Church to be a light in the midst of darkness, to be a light to Oak Grove, to Kansas City, and to the nations. So Lord, I pray as we go out this week, I pray that we would be confident in You, that we would desire You, desire Your own heart, that we would seek after You, and finally, that we would wait for You. So Lord, we love You, and we praise You, and all God's people said, Amen.